welcome to A Drummer's Guide to the podcast, all about the things that it takes to be a professional musician, aside from actually playing your instrument. Now, the sun is out today. It is a winter kind of sun, so I have a feeling at some point I'm going to have to just stop and adjust the curtains so that I'm not completely washed out if you're watching this. If you're not, don't worry about it. There might just be a little bit of a silence. Or, let's face it, I can never deal with silence. I will talk over it, but it will probably be absolute rubbish. But again, not much has changed there. Anyway, how are you? Happy 2024. Right now, as of recording this, we are 10 days in. And I've got to say, this year has been mental so far. It's been pretty out there, which is great. A lot's been happening. It's all very exciting stuff. There's going to be a lot of change for me this year, and I find that compelling, if I'm honest. But I wanted, since it is a new year, and you know, I would assume, and it's bad to assume, but I would assume that some people listening right now are really sort of like into the new year, like, yes, this is my year, I'm going to do these things, X, Y, Z, da, 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 da. And if you're anything like me, which, as I say, I'm pretty sure the people that listen to this podcast, there are a lot of similarities to us, right? But I don't know about you, but historically, New Year is the time that I really delve into, like, right, what is the most effective way I could be doing this? Like, I want, you know, I've got all these goals. I want to be creating new habits. You know, I love reading a book about habits and all that sort of stuff. And, you know, a lot of people are reading Atomic Habits at the moment by James Clear, which I love. I think it's a phenomenal book. Then there's another book by John Lamerton called Routine Machine that I really love, written by a guy from Portsmouth. So that's kind of fun because there's a lot of like Englishisms in it, which I really appreciate. These kinds of books I really enjoy because there is an element of kind of, I don't know, what's the word? Like, achievability, I think is the right word. It's kind of, you can take what you want from it and it's not too, like, extreme. And that's coming from me because I'm an extreme person. Now, what I wanted to talk about is... books or people that I have read or seen speak or whatever in the past that have led me to a very unhealthy way of being. And it's not about sort of like calling people out or anything like that, but what I do want to talk about is kind of the importance of finding your own rhythm, finding your own way to deal with things that are in line with who you naturally are as a person. A book most recently that I read that is very interesting when it comes to kind of accepting your way, like the way that you're built essentially, is this book called Why We Sleep. And the very beginning of that book, it goes into the kind of evolutionary circadian rhythms that we have and why we have them, why some people are night owls while some people are like early birds and anything in between, and why evolutionarily speaking, why that is, and why that's okay also. Because here's my thing, right? Here's my thing, and this is why I wanted to talk about this, because as I say, in the new year, I'm very much a person that's like, right, I want to get inspired, I want to get pumped up, I want to get motivated for this year, I want to be doing X, Y, Z, blah, 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 blah. Fine, right? No issue with that. However, I have read books that have made me feel horrendous about myself because I'm not able to execute the things that they talk about. And it's books like, for instance, The 5 AM Club, right? I haven't read the full book, I will just full disclosure there, but, and I hear that it, you know, it's helped so many people, but me personally, when I read what I did read of that book, I was just like, I cannot get up at 5 AM. Like, I can, but I can tell you that I am useless for the rest of the day and I will have a crash and my mental health is all over the shop. My eating habits will be terrible. By the way, read Why We Sleep because it's really interesting about the impact of lack of sleep on all those things. super interesting. And it's people like Gary Vaynerchuk. Again, very, like, helps so many people and has so many interesting ideas. But then there's this kind of for me, unhealthy approach of just like grind culture that is just on. Don't worry about sleep. Little bit of sleep, you'll be fine. Blah 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 blah. It's like no. I am not fine. I am not okay. It is not okay. Same with Tony Robbins as well. For me, like he has this big thing about physically moving your body a lot, even when you're exhausted, and it makes me feel physically sick. Like, but anyway, all these things at some point in my life when I've read them and gone, you know, I have to do these, I push through how I am naturally, and inevitably I completely burn myself out. But not only that, I feel like a failure because I'm not able to do the things that the exceptional people do in life, if you know what I mean. And it has always left me feeling really bad about myself and just, you know, why can't I get up at 5 in the morning? Why can't I, you know, exist on 4 hours sleep a night? Why can't I, you know, do all these amazing things and just have all this boundless energy? Why can't I, etc., etc., etc.? And it just leads to this horrible cycle, or has done historically. However, my way of thinking has really changed. I'd say mainly over the last maybe 2 years, maybe a bit longer. And rather than kind of adhering to other people's idea of how you should be spending your time, you know, and in this theoretical way, I've actually sort of come at it from the opposite angle and gone, right, what are my natural tendencies and how can I leverage them to make the most of my day, you know, on the correct amount of sleep for me? Also using the energy that I have, which is finite, definitely finite. My energy levels are, it's funny, they're my biggest strength and my biggest weakness. And the reason that I say that is because I give a lot of energy to everything that I do, to every person that I interact with. Like, it's just the way that I'm wired. It just is. And I'm not, you know, I'm not saying it's a good thing, I'm not saying it's a bad thing, it just is. But consequently, as with anything, there's a yin and a yang to that. So because I give so much, it means that my energy resources deplete pretty significantly and sometimes incredibly quickly, depending on the scenario. And again, over the years, I've worked out scenarios that really do drain my energy way more than other scenarios. You know, certain, if I'm around certain types of people, i.e. if I'm around a lot of people that I don't know very well, that will drain my energy a lot. If I'm with someone that I know really well and I can just relax and be myself, sometimes I even gain energy, which is a whole new world to me and unbelievably cool. And equally, you know, I know that going for walks will give me energy. I know that going boxing gives me energy. So it's kind of just like I say, sort of reverse, and not reverse, it's not even reverse engineering. It's just noticing. It's just noticing the parameters to which I get to play in. And I feel like they're not perfect. They're definitely not perfect. It's difficult. Absolutely. But now that I know what those parameters are, I'm really finding a way to, as I say, leverage it. And I would highly recommend. So basically, I just wanted to share with you the things, how I use my own parameters in my life to get as much as I can done in a healthy way, not without overdoing it. Although I do still overdo it. Let's face it. Let's be honest here. I do overdo it. I wreck myself. I'm exhausted sometimes. Again, it is literally who I am. In fact, I've just thought of another thing. So so I want to share with you the things that I do, and with a view to hopefully doing one of two things, I guess. First of all, hopefully giving you some ideas if you suffer with similar things that I do, which is that I need sleep and I have limited energy, which I'm pretty sure is everyone on this planet. It's just people aren't saying it. Do you know what I mean? But more than that, as is often the way with this podcast, I just don't want you to feel either alone or like you're failing at life because you don't have the boundless energy that all these authors or speakers talk about and you can't execute what they're saying. And I don't want you to feel like I did, of like, that means that I can't excel. Because let me tell you, yes, you can. Yes, you can. And it will be in your own way. And once you find your rhythm with it, actually, I don't know, I think it's more valuable because you can do it and it's yours and it is unique to you, and that is a brilliant thing because you are unique. I'm starting to sound like some sort of 80s motivational speaker right now. Anyway, let's move on. So as I said, the parameters that I have to work with are basically, I need my sleep, so that's kind of a non-negotiable. Oh, pardon me, sorry, I just drank some fizzy drinks and I am now rather windy. I apologise. That literally came out of nowhere. So yeah, I know that I need at least 6 hours sleep. If I have less than 6 hours, I'm no good to nobody. And, that didn't make sense, no good to anybody. And even then, it's kind of like that's a functional amount of sleep. If you want me in a good spot, 8 hours is good. If you want me looking really smug, sometimes I sleep for 10 hours. Oh, those are good nights. They are very good nights. That is when I am truly exhausted physically and mentally. So yeah, anyway, I need that sleep, and I need to make moves to make sure that that happens for me, which means various kind of things for me, which I won't go into because it's not that interesting, I don't think. But in the time that I am conscious and awake, I know that so as my day goes on, basically I start out, I'm pretty slow waking up, like I'm pretty slow to get going, so give me like an hour and and as long as there's coffee, I'll kind of be okay. And then I will start doing whatever I'm doing. And from that point, I know that my energy is going to be going on a downward kind of, I was going to say spiral. That's not the right term because that makes it sound like I'm out of control of it. But it's on a downward trajectory. So I know this. And coupled with the fact that I know that my brain is still waking up first thing, the best thing that I've worked out about myself over the years is that the first kind of hour after I've had my coffee and my breakfast, I can pretty much trick my brain into doing anything I want. So anything that I don't want to do, or I'm not looking forward to, or I'm not motivated to do, if I just start doing it, there's very little resistance for me. And that is just the way that I'm built. And I've noticed this in the past. I used to do it with exercising. So I would literally, first thing I would do, I'd write exercise before my brain can start making up excuses. So although this was great for exercise, and knowing this, sort of realizing this, what I realized was, okay, this is a true fact about me and how I roll. However, just because I have this period of time, it's still finite until my brain kicks in and goes, hold on a second, what are we doing? Like, what are we actually doing right now? Like, no. And yeah, that amount of time is finite, along with the energy that comes with it. I start realizing how much energy I'm using and all of that sort of stuff, which is okay to know, but it is difficult, or has been difficult, because I struggled for ages about working out what I should be prioritizing as that first thing. Right, the sun has moved, so I'm just going to move this curtain a bit because I want this to look half decent. Let's see if I've done that all right. If not, then I'm just going to roll with it. It's kind of fine. So I know that sort of first hour, I can pretty much ask my body and my mind to do anything. But again, priorities wise, it was like, at the time when I worked this out, I was like, right, it has to be working out, it has to be fitness. That's like the best use of that time, which was fine. It's changed now. It's absolutely changed. So now what I do is and again, this comes from a book called Eat That Frog by, I want to say, Brian Tracy. I might have that wrong, but why would that name pop into my head unless it was? Which is this idea of doing your most difficult task first. Now, I'm not a subscriber to that necessarily, but what I am a subscriber to is doing the most monotonous tasks first, because it's so funny. I remember listening to a podcast where there were two dudes actually talking. In fact, the Six Figure Creative podcast. It used to be called the Six Figure Home Studio podcast. Great podcast. And with Brian and Chris, and they were talking about doing your most creative tasks first. So for a while I tried that, which was great. I mean, starting your day with a creative thing is wonderful. It's such a beautiful way to enter into the day. But inevitably, I would use up all of my energy doing these creative things, which I loved. I enjoyed them. And then you'd get to kind of like a few hours later and it'd be time to do emails. And I'd be like, I'll do those tomorrow. It's fine. I've had a great day. I've created wonderful things, which is fine. There's value in that. However, what I've realized the most over the last sort of year is that the thing that actually makes a difference for me in my career, in my various businesses, in the various sort of things that I do, whether that's drumming, whether that's recording, so drumming live, whether that's recording, whether that's mentoring people, doing this podcast, doing Drum STEM Club, whatever it is, the best thing to do for that, for all those things, is replying to emails and replying to messages on social media, which for me right now, the only one I'm able to actually look at and be on top of, ish, that's a loose term. In fact, email too, loose term to be on top of them, is Instagram. So I realized that, you know, and here's the thing, right? For anyone that's running any sort of business where you are, you know, you've got clients, you've got students, whatever it is, you know, people fixate on the get more clients, rah, 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 like do advertising, do social media content, do this, that, X, Y, Z, blah, blah, take this course, blah, 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 blah. That's fine. That is fine. But what I feel is not actually expressed all that well is that it's all good and well getting all this attention, but if you have a block where you're not actually getting in touch with these people because you're not doing a simple thing, all of that is completely valueless. And this is what was happening with me. I was getting eyeballs, I was getting people reaching out, but to the point that it was so overwhelming because I hadn't worked out how to, in my day, just get back to people, reply to emails, reply to messages, all of that. That all the other stuff was completely irrelevant and it was ridiculous. So I kind of realized this. I was like, right. And it's because, and I've mentioned this before, I do find emails and replying to messages hard. I find it like the action very monotonous, even though when I'm actually doing it, it's interesting because obviously I get to talk to you guys. Everyone is so fascinating to me. Everyone has their own story, their own journey, their own goals, their own dreams. And I love it. And I love hearing about all of it. It's one of my favorite things in life. But I just didn't have a consistent time and a consistent habit to actually reply and It was just not great. So anyway, when I sort of self-awareness vibes, I realized that, okay, so this sort of first hour in the morning when I can trick myself, I just thought, right, do you know what? Although it's the least exciting thing that I do, replying to messages, like inherently, I know that it's the best thing for me and my business. So that is the thing that I now do. In that hour where my brain's still waking up and going, wait, what are we doing? I am replying to emails and I am doing Instagram messages. And let me tell you, it is the best thing ever. So I would argue, and again, this is just my experience, so just work out what it is that's going to move the needle most for you in what your goals are. And even if it, like, in fact, the more boring, the better. The more boring, the better. Do that thing first if that works for your energy levels. Like, do that thing when you have the least resistance from your brain or from your day-to-day life or, you know, whatever it is. So do that first. And as I say, Brian Tracy, if I've got that right, says do the hardest thing first. I don't agree with that. I think do the most monotonous task first or tasks first. Definitely. Like I say, it's working for me. It's not perfect. I'm not perfect, but I tell you what, it's the best place that I've ever put those tasks in my day-to-day dealings, if you like. So yeah, I would say do that first. And again, if you can find a way to trick your brain, bonus. Like, absolutely. So let's move on to difficult tasks. And obviously, we all have difficult tasks. And luckily, mostly they're sort of one-off things, for me at least. If they're consistently difficult, I find ways to kind of make them easier. I just look at the friction points and I'm like, right, how can I remove that? How can I make that easier? Blah, 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 blah. That's just how my brain works. But these one-off difficult tasks that you can't get around it, they're just awkward, they're difficult, they require a lot of work or a lot of brain space or whatever else. Again, I kind of negotiate with my brain and I operate on a system of rewards. And I talk so much about rewards, I just can't even, it's just unbelievable. But mostly my rewards are food. Whether that's cooking food, whether that's eating food, eating chocolate, or like taking myself out for a nice meal. I mean, that's like a really big reward. That's a really big reward. In fact, I currently, this is so sad. So I currently, can't believe I'm sharing this. Right. There was a restaurant. And for anyone that's listening and knows about this restaurant, you will understand. There was this restaurant in Crouch End in North London. And it was called Banners. Now, Banners is, even though it's not around anymore, is my favourite restaurant of all time. They do a banging jerk chicken with rice, peas, plantain, with this peanut sauce that is just divine. And I've eaten so many wonderful meals there. Anyway, they shut down back in, I want to say September maybe, maybe a bit earlier. And I went there for a final time with Charisse, actually. Charisse, the drummer, Simple Minds, we grew up together. If you didn't know, then wow, you must be new here because I talk about it a lot. But anyway, we went there and I always do this thing where whenever I got Banners, I would always eat half of it, take half of it home, just so that I can make it last. Anyway, I've got one portion of Banners in my freezer and it's like the ultimate reward. And there is a specific difficult thing that I am working through at the moment. And when that is done, I am going to be getting out that Banners and I am going to indulge. I'm going to love every single bite of it. I am probably going to be in tears because it's my final closure of Banners being gone, as well as the actual task being done. And I literally cannot wait. I cannot wait. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. But I kind of love that about myself. I know that I will get the thing done. And that is the final kind of thing to look forward to, if that makes sense. So rewards, always a good thing. And it can be tiny rewards. It can be like a cup of coffee. It can be, like I say, it's often food related for me. It can also be seeing people or getting to chat to people or getting to reply to messages that I want to reply to. Or yeah, just there's a variety of different rewards that I have. I'm trying to think of one that I've got today, but I don't think I need it. Luckily, things like this are inherently rewarding, so it's kind of fine. I often give myself a reward of lunch when I've done my monotonous tasks. Again, it's kind of like layering stuff up as well. That kind of helps me. So another thing that I know about myself is that when I want to be creative, the best thing ever is for me to get moving and in silence. And whether that means going for a walk, for instance, around the woods near here, or jumping in the car and going for a long drive in silence, there is something about the movement and covering ground that just gets my creative juices flowing. I don't know why, it's just how it rolls. Often if I'm struggling for a subject for this, I will go for a walk that, like, in the morning. And honestly, within about less than 5 minutes, I will already have an idea. And by the end of the walk, which is usually an hour, I'll have a full episode fleshed out. I'd have voice notes in my phone. It will, sometimes I will have already talked through the episode, if that makes sense. I literally physically talked through it to the point that I'm like, sometimes maybe I should just take a microphone with me and just like actually record it on my walk, because it would be a lot, I don't know. I think it would have a different kind of vibe to it, the episode. The more that I'm thinking about it, the more I should probably do that. But yeah, anyway, I know that about myself. Movement, silence, great combination for creativity for me. And again, I hear some people talking about that, but not many. Yeah, I don't know why that is. maybe because you can't monetize walking and silence. I don't really know. I am not here to judge, so it's fine. And then there's other things that I know that personally I need to kind of like maintain within myself, and that is things like eating well. She says after talking about all the chocolate that she eats from rewards. So like eating well, making sure that I exercise. And again, the exercise thing has changed in terms of before I was doing exercise with a means to, I was just doing it because I knew that my drumming needed it rather than inherently enjoying it. But finding boxing has, I just love it. I love the act itself. I love rowing. I love the people that are there in the gym. The environment is amazing, so it's just an inherently enjoyable thing. And actually, sometimes there's a reward as well during the day, like for doing the work during the day. Excuse me, sorry, very windy. So yeah, just generally exercising is definitely good. Also, having therapy. I know I talk about it a lot, but honestly, I want to normalize it for anyone that is thinking, I'm not sure about that therapy thing. Mate, trust me. Well, don't trust me. You know what? I'm not here to convince anyone of anything, but if you're thinking about it and you're like, I'm not sure, maybe I'll try it. Do the thing. Just try it. Just once. It's, if you don't like it, you don't like it. It's fine. But honestly, it's life changing. And for me, I started out doing CBT, cognitive behavioral therapy, for years, on and off for years. And it was so beneficial. But now I'm doing like talking therapy, which I'm so, because I'm doing my degree, I kind of understand it as, I think what she's doing with me is humanistic therapy and pluralistic therapy, I think. I might have made up those words. I'm not sure. I've only just done the intro to this block, which is talking about the different approaches. So literally, this is new information to me. Anyway, you didn't need to know that. But yeah, I just, that is such a huge part of my life right now. And maintaining the things that do drain my energy, just being self-aware. I think this is what this all comes down to, actually. Actually, what this episode should be about is being self-aware and just understanding and noticing what works for you. Like noticing, for instance, like, so I'm a person that I love listening to like podcasts, I love listening to audiobooks, I enjoy learning, I enjoy hearing about people's stories, experiences, all that sort of stuff. And often if I'm not working, so if I'm not like either recording or even doing emails, like I'll be in silence when I'm doing those things, obviously when I'm recording, apart from listening to music that I'm recording to, I operate in a realm of silence. But if I'm relaxing, I will often be like cooking, but I'll be listening to a podcast. But there is definitely a time where suddenly I just feel like overloaded, like my brain and my ears feel overloaded, and I know that I need silence and I need space, I need alone time where I literally just have zero stuff coming in, if that makes sense. And just, I get that through walking as well, I will say. So although it's a creative practice, sometimes it can be a really good kind of centering practice for me, and it's like a reset, I guess. But again, I just needed to work that out about myself. And again, like, I personally haven't ever read a book or listen to a book or heard someone speak. And I'm not saying that I've listened to or seen all the stuff, but I've never found anyone that has the combination of parameters that I work within and the ways that I work within those parameters. So I think that's kind of why I wanted to share this, because you might be feeling the same that I did, where it was like, oh my gosh, like, if I get up at 5 a.m, by 11 a.m, I feel physically sick. I'm no good at napping during the day as well, which means that I just end up feeling physically sick for the rest of the day. I can't do anything. I end up on the couch just watching TV, feeling rubbish about myself, eating rubbish because I'm feeling rubbish about myself, and then falling asleep way too early, and then just in this horrible cycle of just like self-loathing, essentially. And it's all because I just tried to get up at 5 in the morning. You know, it just doesn't work for me. It doesn't work for me. And look, if needs must, of course I will, and I get on with it, you know what I mean? But my life is very much to do with self-motivation, and I want that motivation to be as minimal as possible. Like, the input of motivation needs to be as minimal as possible, because, like, it's hard. It's hard to be self-motivated. You know, I'm not inspired all the time. None of us are. So I need it to be habit, but I need to make it work best for me and how I work and how I roll. So I suppose I'm just trying to say, maybe have a think about how you work best. What are the times of day when you feel at your best? What are the times of day where you find yourself finding things really difficult, and maybe, you know, make that time of day something fun that you do? Or, you know, anyway, I don't know what it looks like for you, but I would implore you to just notice and experiment and explore and just become curious about what your optimum time looks like. And obviously, we're not, all of us are not islands here. We all have other people in our lives, you know, we have responsibilities outside of, you know, the perfect day, the most productive way of being. Obviously, it's not realistic to be like that all the time. So obviously, always give yourself a bit of leeway as well, a bit of kindness. I kind of need to tell myself that sometimes, just allow myself to not do all the things sometimes. Speaking of which, after this, I need to go and lie down for half an hour, because I am quite tired, and I have been for the last 2 days. Although I know why, it's because 2 days ago I ended up sitting in front of the computer for 11 hours. I was doing the Pomodoro technique, I will say, so 25 minutes 5 minutes off, and I did take half an hour for lunch, but I had an assignment due for my university thing, and I just had to get it done. So I really went hyper focus on it, and it got done, so that's great. But I knew that there was a fallout, and the fallout was the next day, and unfortunately I think it's dragging on a bit today. But I have a boxing class that I will be at, so I need to just rest for the rest of this day, and hopefully it'll be all right. That's another thing, working out those, so the kind of broader sense of your, what your day looks like. But within that, for me, for instance, the Pomodoro techniques, so that 25 minutes of work, 5 minutes of rest, or for me, I get up, I move, I do other things, I just, you know, do something completely different. That helps me to maintain energy levels across the day. Whereas if I hyper-focused for, say, a four-hour block, forget about it, I'm done. I am no good to the world after 4 hours of hyper-focusing. But I could do 8 hours of Pomodoro and still feel less tired than I would for those four, if that makes sense. So again, it's just something that I've learned about myself. I know that technique is quite widely used, but the increments in which you do it, I think it's good to mess around with that. Like, I used to do 55 minutes, 5 minute break. That was quite good, but a bit too much. So I've come back to the traditional 25-5. So yeah, but anyway, please do just explore and just notice and be self-aware and think, right, how would I like to run my days? What would be the best way to run my days? And hey, if you want to share with me as well the stuff that you're doing, please do. Like, I'd love to hear about it, because I'm always open to, like, new ideas, and especially if there's someone out there that feels the same way that I do and is exploring in a similar way that I am. Yeah, it's always great to connect. Always great. Anyway, I'm going to leave that there. Can I say as well, I was meant to say right at the beginning, but I forgot. I want to say thank you again to the Patreon subscribers. You guys are the reason that I'm able to carry on doing this podcast. I really can't tell you how much I appreciate you. Honestly, you have my heart. You have my heart, my eternal gratitude. I just really appreciate it. So thank you to you. And if you're not on Patreon and you want to be on Patreon to support this, then you can go to patreon.com/EmilyDrums. That's patreon.com/EmilyDrums. And also, if you'd like to just, you know, share this episode or show your support on YouTube, if you're listening there, you can like, share and subscribe. If you want to show your support on podcasting platforms, leave a review. What else can I say? If you want to see anything else that I do day to day, all the time, constantly, like an absolute maniac, go to emilydrums.com. All the stuff that I do is up there. And most of all, I just want to say Happy New Year, and also look after yourself in the way that is best for you. So don't worry about what all these other people are saying. Like, listen to what you're saying, listen to what your body's saying, your mind is saying, and just work with it. And like I say, curiosity, I think curiosity is a great approach to anything. And I think my favorite phrase over the last year and moving into this year is noticing things and going, that's interesting. Now that can cover a variety of things. That means it can be awful, it means it can be amazing. It doesn't matter, because it always is interesting. That is true. There's no negative or positive connotation there. It's just curiosity. And I think there's a lot of value in that. If you can become curious about your own inner workings, you can really, just help yourself, you know, and stop looking to outside sources. Use them for inspiration, maybe, or information. Absolutely. But I don't think there's enough onus on just noticing how you're actually feeling about a situation or a scenario, as it were. Anyway, I'm going to love you and leave you. But I hope that you're having a lovely day wherever you are, whatever you're up to. And join me again next time for another subject. All right, I'll see you later. Bye-bye. Mwah. Bye. Oh,